Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. is hoping to get more hostages freed ahead of an Israeli ground invasion. Israel says more than 220 are being held. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
The U.S. wants to put off that ground invasion to prioritize the release of hostages and the distribution of aid in Gaza. This is being conveyed through defense channels. Meanwhile, the Israeli air assault continues. And Israel's military says its ground forces mounted limited raids into the Gaza Strip overnight.
Hamas Health Ministry says 182 of the 436 Palestinian killed in those airstrikes were children. A third convoy of aid trucks was allowed to pass from Egypt into Gaza today. Rallies continue across this country.
And we take solace seeing one another. We are reminded that there is hope. But we also take solace in knowing that we are not alone.
A pro-Israel demonstration in Portland, Oregon. New aid to Israel and Ukraine is still held up in Congress as the vacancy for House Speaker enters its 20th day. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
There will be a candidates forum behind closed doors tonight for Republicans in the U.S. House. Nine new candidates to be the next Speaker of the House. All of them men, most of the members of the conservative Republican Study Committee, and seven of the nine voted to decertify the 2020 elections. A secret ballot could happen as early as tomorrow.
A lot of people will be scrambling to get their winter jackets out of storage. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
We got a big time snow event from the Four Corners to the Rockies into the Northern Plains as we head through most of this week.
And forecasters say into the next. Scheduled for an operation? Get walking.
More active patients are less likely to have complications after surgery. That's according to research presented at the American College of Surgeons Clinical Congress. Patients who took more than 7,500 daily steps before surgery had more than half the risk of complications within 3 months of coming home from the hospital.
CBS's Michael George. It's getting even more expensive to pay with credit cards. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
We found that the average retail credit card APR has hit a record high of 28.93%. That's really a staggeringly high rate. Although it's worth noting that many retail cards actually charge over 30%.
The yield on benchmark 10-year U.S. government bonds has surged past 5% for the first time since 2007. S&P futures down 15. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The ODC in Wisconsin Rapids had a very successful haunted house this weekend. People were lined up down the block to enter the free, indoor, all-inclusive, and accessible haunted house on Friday and Saturday night. They had several food trucks on site for hungry visitors, and their milkweed market was also open for shopping. Event staff said everyone who volunteered helped make their haunted house a huge success. Over 385 children in Stevens Point will receive brand new coats this winter. The Stevens Point Firefighters Charitable Foundation partnered with Operation Warm for their eighth consecutive year. Children in need at all Stevens Point area public and parochial elementary schools will receive winter coats. Nearly 17% of America's children live in poverty. Since 1998, Operation Warm and its partners have served over 5 million children across North America with brand new coats and shoes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May, expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timme and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number one with an important match in Nebraska tomorrow night against the number two ranked Cornhuskers. Both teams undefeated 18-0. The match begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and good seats in Lincoln going as high as $400 a ticket. College football, the Badgers at Illinois tomorrow afternoon. The kickoff in Champaign at 2:30. Wisconsin with a new quarterback, Braden Locke, in his first start. Head coach Luke Fickell says he seems to have the support of his teammates.
Guys rallying around him, guys understanding who he is, guys having confidence and belief in him. We got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking in the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:07 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We're hopeful to be joined by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley, with our weather soon. Otherwise, we don't know what the weather's going to be.
No, we have no idea.
We have no idea. None.
Because there's no windows anywhere.
None. No windows. No way to tell without Paul. Oh, what shall we do?
We depend on you, Paul.
Paul? We'll manage. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Especially because we got a lot of show to get to today, everybody. I want to get into a couple of fun things to start off the hour. The latest thing to become way too expensive, fun.
Okay.
That's going to be interesting.
Lovely.
We also have the 4 Halloween etiquette rules for work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is coming up a little bit later.
What not to wear to work.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And we, of course, we're going to have some fun this hour with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, those show topics I told you about. And we kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way you know we do on a Monday with the kitchens open.
Woo!
Yep.
Melissa, yo! The wonderful segment Melissa writes up for us and everything we'll be getting into to kick off that 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. We will also have in the 9 o'clock hour a couple of interesting stories. The 5 cheapest ways to have fun.
All right. Cheapest way. No. I'm all for that.
Jax.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Jax.
And,
the cheapest way to have fun.
It is. It's easily the cheapest way.
Yeah.
I want to get into this one about the percentage of us that would opt out of emergency alerts. That's an interesting conversation
what?
To me.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And of course, we've got some very, very weird That Ain't Right stories lined up for you. 2 doozies today, everybody. Ooh. I got some big ones.
Double dose.
Yeah. Get into that. But before we go too far, how was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was your weekend?
I got to crawl under the dashboard of a truck this weekend.
Ooh. Whoa.
Interesting. Oh.
Spelunking in a car. Nice.
Pretty much. Yes, that's yes. Exactly what it was. No, we did a bunch of oil changes on all the vehicles, you know, getting stuff ready for winter. But my boyfriend wanted to install a remote start. And he got a kit. that you can do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he started earlier than me. I slept in on Sunday morning, and I get a text message from him. I might need you to come supervise me because I got to crawl under the dash, and I'm afraid if I get both my shoulders under there, I might not get back out again.
Yeah.
So when I got there and I saw what he was trying to do, I'm like, I think I should just crawl in there. I might fit better. And don't know what I'm doing, but...
But hey, you'll fit, you know.
You fit. You
right.
Fit.
And I could get both arms up inside of there to undo the plug and put the other plug in. So we managed to get it done and nobody got stuck.
That's always a plus.
That is a nice plus. That is a nice positive. Yes. That's good. Very good to hear. And that is not where I thought we were going with the opening. That's
awesome. Okay.
That was great, Melissa. That was great. Seth, how was your weekend?
Auto repair.
It was awesome.
Well, mine was extremely busy. Wow, man, goodness. Ooh. Of course, Saturday morning started out with a day of caring. We got had a group of about eight or so people at a house with a decent sized lawn. It didn't take us too long, though. It was a lot of fun. And very sore afterwards because, man, I'm getting old. So that was great. Very a lot of fun. Melissa referred to it in her news, the haunted house at the ODC. Took my youngest to go to that on Saturday. And, yes, it was busy. My goodness. I think we waited outside for a good 35 minutes before we got into the building.
Wow.
Did you make it all the way through, or did you have to take the chicken lane out?
No, we did all the way through, although Anders was a little, he was like, I don't want to do the chicken, but we made it through, and he was fine. He was fine, so it did all right.
I thought that was cute.
And then yesterday, we went to the corn maze at Feltz's Dairy Farm.
Oh, cool.
Which was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day to walk around in the cornfield and try to find their little scavenger hunt they had there, so that was a lot of fun, too. So, yeah, I had a lot. I did a lot this week.
Yeah, you did. Nicely done. Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I ever tell you guys, because I'm 99% sure I've never told this story. I've only got like three of those. My first time in a haunted house.
Hmm.
They tried to do a handful of things back in my old neighborhood in Chicago over like on 111th Street. They tried to do a handful of things where they would get the youth off of the street and say no to gang violence and things. And one of the things they did was a local group. It might even been our local United Way. I'm sorry that I don't remember, but I know it was a nonprofit. And they had a haunted house. And it was just on the floor of a high rise. It was just, you walked in and you kind of, if you know an apartment building, you know what the floor, what a floor looks like and stuff. But they kind of broke it up a little bit. And so it was really small. There wasn't a lot to do. But they did a really good job of kind of blocking things off and not knowing where things were going to go. I go in there with my two older friends. All my friends back then were at least two or three years older than me. And they go in, and I didn't know this at the time, but they were going in knowing that I was going to get scared and that something was going to freak me out. And they didn't tell me what exactly a haunted house was.
Oh, really?
I'm a kid. I'm in this city. We don't have a lot of TV. I have not seen haunted houses on TV before. I don't know what a haunted house is, really. I think, okay, it's a house that's haunted. I'm a little confused because we're going into an apartment building, but okay.
Wait, something doesn't add up here.
I'm like 12, you know? Right. I'm like, I don't know. Sure enough, we're in there for 5 minutes. Somebody jumps out to scare me. Pop. Popped him right in the cheek.
No.
Got him right in the cheek. Nobody told me, man. I didn't even punch with my right. It was my left. And I wasn't like a hard punch. I was like, It was like I threw my fist at them.
They should have told you.
All I hear is this ghoul go, "Oh, why'd you do that, James?" or something like that. It was somebody that I knew, even.
Oh, no.
I think I've been in two haunted houses since then.
Mm.
And I was actually kicked out of that haunted house. I was
actually kicked out.
As you should be. You're not supposed to hit the
participants. Of all the places that have a haunted house in South Chicago, it's already haunted.
Well, especially if you don't know exactly what it is. I mean,
nobody gave me a heads up on this. I had no idea.
I have to give your friends
a
little bit. On that one,
I don't know. I don't know if it's
your 12-year-old self gets a pass.
Yeah,
I do think that if I do go to a haunted house with somebody, I should probably have my hands tied.
James,
no.
Why is that dude walking through our haunted house with his hands tied behind his back? Are we bringing I don't know?
I love the guy with
now? What's going on?
Love the guy with the straight jacket on. It's a great costume.
I'm having an old friend over for dinner tonight.
Very nice.
A new survey talked to people about the latest thing to become way too expensive and fun. All fun. That's what it is.
Expensive and fun. Okay.
It isn't just live concerts and movie theaters. At least 20% of Gen Zers say everything fun has surged in price since the pandemic, including theme parks, theatrical shows, live comedy, sporting events, etc., etc. Apparently, the younger Gen, they don't know what inflation is. To do that stuff, some Gen Zers are cutting back on dining out, but others say that they're taking on credit card debt, borrowing from their savings, taking on additional work, and selling clothes and other belongings.
Wow.
This isn't anything new. This is something we went through when we graduated high school and got out of school and everything. Especially the more you become an adult, the more you realize how much things cost.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you have a good idea as a teenager. You think you have a good idea as a young adult, but it's not really till you're out on your own. And I'd say early to mid-20s before you really figure that out.
Man, even when you're in college, there's still some sheltering that goes on, at least for me, there certainly was. So, yeah, and it's not until you get out there in the real world, it's like, whoa, what happened here, man? I thought that was a lot of money.
I feel like this is one of the most least shocking things we've ever talked about.
Probably.
Prices have gone up. What?
I didn't know.
No, not in my world. When did this start happening? Look, 20 years ago, I was paying said price for said thing, and I demand that I should still be able to. I mean,
that works too, by the way.
Yes,
just demanding that prices go down. That helps. That
really all works. You got to do is just stand there and keep yelling at the sign that has the gas price on it. Eventually, it will go down. Yes.
Could we just demand that wages go up?
Well, that would be better.
I mean, if the prices have to go up, can't wages go up too? I would think that that should be the thing that's
happening.
A
certain logic to that, Melissa. You know, there really is.
That is the way it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
That is the way it was supposed to work. And then rich people got greedier and greedier and greedier and greedier. And then we just got, we don't even have a top 1% anymore. Did you guys read about that? We've been saying this for quite a while, the top 1%
right.
in all this and everything.
It's a percent of a percent.
Yes. It's not even a full percent anymore. The rich have eaten themselves to a point where now billionaires have become millionaires and all this. Yep. And obviously none of us are crying for them. But I did find that quite interesting.
Yeah.
They among themselves, they have even.
Have all billionaires become Monty Burns?
Yes.
Stealing candy from babies or trying to anyway?
Name me a good millionaire. Name me a good, name me a good billionaire. Name me a good billionaire. Now, there's actually a lot of good millionaires out there doing some really good work. But name me a good billionaire. I don't know, is Warren Buffett, I think Warren Buffett's not a billionaire. I think he's actually, because he's given away so much.
Because he's given away so much.
Yeah, I still think technically he's a billionaire, though.
I think so. I think you're probably right. Yeah. I think he's probably it. I think it's like end of list. I can't think of anybody else. Please, if I'm forgetting a name, 715-424-2600. Because honestly, the only character I have is actually Montgomery Burns, because even Monty Burns on The Simpsons had a couple of moments where he had some moments of clarity.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a cartoon.
Yes.
I have to remind everybody.
He wasn't real.
It's the closest we have as an example, though, is a cartoon character. That's not good. Not good.
No.
I couldn't agree with you more, Melissa. Prices, wages need to go up.
It would be helpful for sure.
And if you are in a area or your representative doesn't agree with that, get him out of office.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to clear out the whole house right now. I'd like to clear the whole house out. Like they're acting like babies. They can't make a decision. You got 9 people running for Speaker of the House, and they can't get it figured out. Meanwhile, our government just stands stills, and we're supposed to just take that.
Mm-mm.
We're as American citizens, we're just supposed to be like, oh, that's okay. That's understandable. They're fighting. They can't figure this. Well, this is for the greater good. This is for the greater of the American people that they're bickering and they're acting like children. That's really good.
Is it though? Mm-hmm. Is it? I mean, if there any of the rest of us didn't do our job, would we still get paid? I personally think they shouldn't be getting paid right now.
I don't know if I was laying on the sarcasm enough there. I was being sarcastic. I couldn't agree with you more, Melissa. You guys want to hold a standstill, fine. Hold their paychecks.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would motivate them.
Shouldn't we be more in charge of that stuff?
You'd think so.
We hired them.
We're literally the ones that hired and are paying them. So shouldn't we be the ones deciding when they get a raise or if they get paid or any of these other things?
theoretically, we're supposed to be the ones that hired them, but I don't know. Let's go back to that conversation about billionaires.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It all ties together.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some Misty's menu for you, do some celebrating on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
It's my birthday. No one here today.
It's time to do some celebrating. I always feel weird when I come in really excited off of that.
It's your birthday. Get excited, everyone.
Let's celebrate.
The Stephen Wright happy birthday montage.
Yes.
The candle factory burned down the other day. We all stood outside singing happy birthday.
Just like this.
Just like this.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stayway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. They're actually open 6 days a week. Because Wednesdays they are off for the time being because of Brian's surgery that he had. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully he can recover by only taking one day off a week.
That seems pretty remarkable. Yeah. Wow. He's amazing.
Misty's looks forward to seeing you Tuesday through Thursday. Be sure to join them again at 9041 Stedway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. We want to celebrate with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up on the show, 715-424-2600.
All right.
I'd love to celebrate with you. We actually have to rewind for a second here, everybody, because I thought this name was on our list for the weekend on Friday, and it was not.
Okay.
So I want to apologize to our friends, the Millers out there, who got us this name in time. It just was not on the list, so they are qualifying. Linda Lou Miller, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Linda Lou.
Happy birthday, Linda Lou.
Happy birthday.
We apologize for missing your day. You're an instant qualifier. You're going right into the list for the month of October.
Nice.
Hope you enjoyed your day, Linda. In fact, and since we forgot it, technically, I think you still can celebrate it today.
Yes. I agree. For 100%. Because we can do that. You can't do that. Why we not? Can do that.
Yes. Enjoy your day. I need a one or a two. I made Melissa Friday. Seth, one or a two?
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ole Olson.
Happy birthday, Ole.
Happy birthday, Ole.
Have a great day, Ole. We hope it's a good one for you. Great name. Great
name. Any Ole Olson is awesome.
That's a good
I just got to say.
That's a good
That's great.
And a happy 21st anniversary. To Steve and Jennifer Spaeth.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Steve and Jennifer.
That's special. 21. That is a good one right there. Happy anniversary, you two.
Your marriage is now, can drink now.
Yep. Yes, yes. Your marriage can finally
you are of legal age.
Yes, yes. Enjoy. That's a great one. Thanks for getting us to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays real quick. Emily Clark is 37. Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones. She was in Solo, a Star Wars. She was in Terminator. She's been working quite a bit. She's been taking a little bit of time off though, because she never really recovered from Game of Thrones. She went through some heavy stuff physically and mentally through that show, and never really took the time off, because you can't as an actor. You got to hit while the iron's hot. You're coming off of one of the biggest shows in TV history. You got to work. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like she's taking a bit of a breather, though. And good on her. She's a good actress.
She's very good, yes.
She's very talented. Let us see here. Meghan McCain is 39, former co-host on The View.
Oh, yes.
Let's see here. Oh, Ryan Reynolds is 47.
Really?
Van Wilder and so many other great roles, but most people nowadays know him as Deadpool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Green Lantern. No, I'm just
kidding. Nice. I think he is the king of sarcasm, the sarcastic actor or comedian or anything like that. And I'm a gigantic fan of his. He's been this guy since Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Oh, I remember.
I watched that show, and it was okay. I actually started watching it because of the actress on that show. Mm-hmm. I was a fan of hers, and I saw him, and this is a star. This is a star. You just right away could see that he had something different.
Yep.
I didn't know he'd be this big as he was or anything like that, but I'm like, well, we're going to be seeing a lot of this guy.
I got to say, that show produced two pretty big stars, in Ryan Reynolds and Nathan Fillion, who was on that show as well.
I had two really nice, good start, and it couldn't have gotten less love. It was barely on for a minute.
Exactly.
It seemed like, but I liked that show. I liked it.
The most recent movie I saw him in that I loved was The Adam Project.
Oh yeah,
that was a really good show or movie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's just dang good. I'm a big fan of his. Doug Flutie is 61, former football player.
Flutie Flakes.
Yes, Flutie Flakes. One of the greatest plays in college football history that he's his arm has got attached to.
Yeah, that's right. The Hail Mary, Boston College.
Weird Al Yankovic is 64 today.
How can he be 64?
That's it?
I
would have guessed he'd be older than that.
I think you both were right. Seth was right about how old. How could he be 64? And Melissa, you're right too.
It's very true.
It's one of those things where you hear that number and you're like, you have both thoughts.
Yeah. He seems so ageless, you know? He just seems one of those guys that's, just always been around.
Well, this is weird to me, too. And I don't know, I'm probably alone on this one. We celebrated this over on the Sunrise show. Dwight Yoakam is 67. So Dwight Yoakam's older than Weird Al. And I don't know why, but that doesn't make sense in my brain.
That seems kind of weird.
It makes
my
brain wrinkle. I don't understand. But and if that ain't weird enough, so Weird Al's 64, Dwight Yoakam's 67, famous, long time, one of the greatest directors of all time, Ang Lee is 69. And if you've ever seen pictures of Ang Lee, he's always looked like an older man to me.
Yes, he's always looked old.
So yes, he's older than these guys, but not like I would, if you told me right now, James, how much older is Ang Lee than Weird Al Yankovic? I'd say 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, right.
That's
weird. Only a couple of years older. That's crazy.
The great Chichi Rodriguez is 88 today. Greatest Puerto Rican golfer of all time.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Greatest knocking a hole in, and greatest celebration.
Oh,
ever.
He had the best.
Yeah, he'd take his putter like it was a sword,
and do a little fencing there.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
He was fun.
And some people no longer with us, the guy who really solidified soccer in this country, Pele.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been 83 today. Most consider him the greatest soccer player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad for a kid who started his first soccer ball was a grapefruit back in Brazil.
That's amazing. You had to be very careful with a grapefruit. That's why he was such a good ball handler.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Gently.
I think one of the most interesting people to read about in sports history is Pele.
Yeah. Didn't he have six toes?
Something like that.
No wonder he was so good. No, I'm just kidding.
Also born on this day in 1925, passed away in 2005, arguably the greatest talk show host of all time, Johnny Carson.
Oh, Johnny. Mm.
The undisputed king of late night from 1962 to 1992. I remember one of the things that I was spoiled with as a kid, I got to stay up late with my parents watching Saturday Night Live. When I moved out here, I got to stay up late watching The Tonight Show with my Nana and Papa. And I would gather to say that almost anything I do on this microphone that's any good, it's basically a poor man's Johnny Carson in a lot of ways. It really is.
You should see James Karnak. It's really good.
It's really, really, really good. Mentos, Legos. So many great bits that him and they had on that show.
That was great.
The thing I did not realize until recent years and doing Midday Magazine and trying to get better at interviewing, and even like over this weekend watching old Johnny Carson interviews and things like that, his writers on that show, I did never gave enough credit to.
No, they were good.
To which he was one of the lead writers. So, I mean, still giving credit to the man. But, yeah, maybe the greatest to ever do it. Johnny Carson, born in this day. And John Heisman, born in this day in 1869, passed away in 1936. Legendary college football coach who invented the handoff, the flea flicker, and the center snap. Before him, the center would roll the ball to the quarterback.
I'm so glad he invented the snap. Oh, my gosh.
The Heisman Trophy is, of course, named after him. Mm-hmm. I could not disagree with you more, Seth. I would love the idea of modern-day football as intense and as angry as it all is. It's us against the world and all these things. And it just slowly
rolls it back.
It's the same thing with the NBA where I almost wish it was the opposite. More guys shot free throws on
like they used to. Yeah,
I love the idea of some of the biggest freakiest athletes of all time and them doing these little kid actions. These little I wonder if it would make the game more fun.
Yeah,
I wonder if it would lighten the game up.
Honestly,
a bit.
It probably would have helped Shaq.
Yeah, probably
on the free throw line.
John Heisman, also the greatest touchdown celebration, doing the Heisman. I think that's the greatest. Oh, I used to love doing that. Every time I scored a touchdown, man, I did that when I was a kid. Oh, it's a good one.
Until people got come on, man. It's just come on.
I'll tell you this. I think we were playing Wausau East or Wausau West. I can't remember. But, yeah, did that. And one of those big old boys didn't like it. Took a catch up the middle. And my mouth guard is still in the air somewhere.
Got planted.
Good.
By the way, flea flicker, favorite play in football.
It's such a good play.
It's one of my favorite.
It's a fun one. We are out of here on that, but we appreciate everybody sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, happy birthday yesterday to Linda Lou Miller.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Ole Olsen.
Ole.
Happy birthday.
Ole Olsen.
Ole.
Lots of great jokes about you and Sven there, you know.
How many times she has heard Ole or something.
Ole, yeah. Party of two, Ole.
Yes. And we wish you a great one. You can make fun of our names all you want, Ole.
Yes.
Please do.
Please do.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, 21st anniversary, Steve and Jennifer Spath.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Very nice.
Get to Melissa's News now. We encourage you to treat yourself and get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stidaway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Work is progressing to address the housing crisis in Wausau. Here's Brittany Merlot.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Wausau Friday, touring a rehabilitated motel that's expanding affordable housing in the area. Here's Senator Baldwin.
We can and must do more to ensure that there's a safe place to lie your head at night within reach for all Wisconsinites.
Baldwin helped secure $100,000 in funding from the Community Development Block Grant for this project.
And it really takes a collaborative effort from the federal, state, local, and private sector partners to address.
The Ponderosa Motel new apartment complex has 16 one-bedroom units open now and another 16 expected to be completed by May. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg.
We need 525 units by the end of next year, so this is getting us there 16 units at a time.
This after recent reports say that Wisconsin went through the fifth highest rent increase in the nation. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Fall is here, and it's the perfect time to get your flu shot. Aspirus Health is reminding our community that flu season is just around the corner. They say fall is the best time to get the shot to ensure the highest rate of immunity before the virus hits. Health officials also say the benefit of preventing the flu outweighs any risks that people may worry about when getting the flu shot. The CDC cites, on average, influenza causes about 36,000 deaths nationwide each flu season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone.
Walking Tin Pan Alley, walking on the piano keys. He's a jiving ghost who can make the most of his rhythmic tendencies.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The boogie woogie boogie man.
Oh, good choice, Seth. Good choice. That's a good one in there. Like that. Getting those Halloween bumpers in for you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
We're going to be talking Halloween in just a little bit, but that's one of my favorite ones you played. That was really good. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
That was good.
I thought we were going to go into Young Frankenstein or something when that started playing, because that's what it reminded me of.
No matter what happens, no matter what you hear on the other side of this door, do not open this door. No matter what. Open the door. Open the door. Please open the door. Please open it.
For the love of God.
It may be my favorite scene ever. Like, favorite comedic scene ever. It might be. I can't tell you how many times my dad would try to, like, walk into a room and the door was shut. And I'm on the other side doing that line. And I won't open the door until he does that. He'll play the, oh. Jimmy, I'm in a hurry. Would you please open the door? Open the door. Oh, fine, I'll open the door. My parents, I don't know how my parents survived.
No, I don't know, man.
I don't know how I survived.
Saints.
I don't know.
Saints. Yeah. They are.
Let's look at this one. If you do this or think it looks cool, TikTok would like you to know that you're officially an old person. I felt old just saying that out loud. Like, does anybody? I don't even have to be on TikTok. Just saying the words TikTok, I feel old saying that.
Like you're suddenly just out of it. Yeah.
Dancing with both hands in the air is supposedly a sign you're old. Gen Zers claim it's something they don't do. Some guy who looks like he's maybe mid-30s posted a video after a woman who's younger called him out for it. They were dancing in a club, and she said she could tell he was older because this go-to move was dancing with both hands up and his elbows slightly bent. So I'm showing
like
the picture.
Raise the roof?
Sort of. Yeah, sort of like
a little
that.
Bit, but still. He's just, you know, into the music, you know.
It is the same dancing move that people have been doing since the dawn of dancing. I don't
really, yeah.
They were at they were at a dance club. She said she could tell he was older because his go-to move was dancing with both hands up and his elbows slightly bent. It's even more more crazy if you clap first, apparently. And if your palms if your palms face up like you're about to raise the roof, you're definitely old. He said once she pointed it out, he realized it's how his mom dances, so he suddenly felt like he was too old to be dancing like this.
That's cross-generational then. If it's his mom that he learned it from, I mean, come on now.
This isn't a young or old thing. This is a I don't feel confident thing. Dance.
Mm-hmm. Making fun of the way people dance is kind of lame.
It's very lame to me. It's very, very lame to me. And it's a very, like, spoiled young kind of thing to do. Like, you never...
The only dance move I feel like is okay to make fun of is the skier.
Yeah.
And that's because that's how my dad dances, so I can make fun of that.
Right. I think that's it, Melissa. The only dance moves you can make fun of are the ones your parents do.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if you see somebody doing the same moves they're doing, I don't think it's as funny. I don't think you can make fun of it. I think family and friends you can rip on because that's family and friends.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I like, who are you? Excuse me, Prince, Michael, not Prince, but Michael Jackson. Who are you to like be calling somebody else out for their dance moves?
Yeah, right.
Let's see you inventing something new. Let's see what you're doing over there, youngster. I never call out young generations or anything. You've never heard me do that. This is one time that I will say, like, and it's not just this generation I'm talking about. I'm talking about our generation, the generation before, every generation that makes fun of another generation's mm-hmm. dance moves. I could not agree with you more, Melissa. When I was a kid and we were breakdancing, we would have people like rip on us all the time. And then it turns out, like, you know, it seemed like a year later or whatever it was, all of a sudden everybody was breakdancing. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Nay hired my friend Jamal and I to dance and perform for them and their Christmas like thing that they had at Covered Bridges, this really ritzy uptown, you know, kind of like apartment complex they lived at. And I'll never forget all these rich hoity people clapping all properly for our urban breakdancing. Wonderful job, lads. Wonderful job. And just thinking about that, how, well, these are the same people that were making fun of our dancing, saying mm-hmm. it was stupid, saying that it was dumb and that we, you know, we looked foolish and all these things. Like, dancing's dancing. They one of the truest lines you'll ever hear, dance like there's nobody watching.
Dance like mm-hmm. Elaine Bennis.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
That being said, I think they might be right.
After all that.
I think they might have a little bit of a point. But that's something. Look, here's the other thing. You want to know how you can tell somebody's old? Look at them. What are you talking about? I knew they were old once they started dancing. So the gray hair didn't tell you anything.
Yeah, right.
The fact that their fashion was a little bit out to date. Like, what are we doing?
I'm sorry, James. I can only tell people's age by how they dance. Otherwise, I can't tell. I mean,
should that be the only way we're telling people's age? Like, forget about like IDs. We get rid of ID cards. And it's all like how
show
you
show me
dance.
A dance move.
Show me a dance move.
Oh, yeah. You're fine. Go in. Yeah.
I take back everything I said. I want a society. Society where that's how things are decided.
Yes. That would be awesome.
This is how we decide.
Yes. I got nothing else on this one.
That's good, though.
That's an interesting one.
Because, you know, Gen Z, against having fun, you know, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I really want to see these new innovative dance moves that they're doing that don't involve their arms going
up.
Yeah. Let's see those.
Dance without your arms. Let's just see that.
Now, see, that's...
Isn't that Irish dancing?
And then you're doing Irish dancing. Yep.
River dancing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. How about that? That's the next big move, like river dancing in bars. And everybody,
in clubs?
Yeah, in clubs. And everybody's walking around with, like, hurt knees and butts and everything because they keep getting kicked.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all you got to do is go into a bar and play Enya.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
On the jukebox. And then pretty soon everybody's doing interpretive ballet.
Yeah.
It's fun. I've done it. It has happened.
Oh, I like that. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. We're talking about the 4 Halloween etiquette rules for work.
All right.
When we get back on the morning show at WFHR.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Scattered thunderstorms again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show, WFHR. Locally grown radio.
To write a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen.
Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. We're certainly going to treat you good in the 9 o'clock hour. Great things lined up for you. We kick it off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that wonderful segment lined up for you today.
Woo!
After that, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. And a little after that, we've got the percentage of us that would opt out of emergency alerts.
Yikes.
Really? And some interesting controversial Halloween decoration. Got that coming up.
Oh, boy.
And some other doozies for you.
I'm
all
sure.
That on the way. Right now, doing Halloween at work this year, well, some companies encourage it, some don't. Just keep it classy and don't get yourself fired. I can't think of many more ridiculous things to get yourself fired over than your Halloween costume at work.
That would be pretty ridiculous, yeah.
Not worth it.
No.
Here are 4 Halloween rules for work, according to etiquette experts. And before, avoid costumes that might be offensive. The standard is higher at work, so don't take any chances. And let me just say, don't take any chances. Forget work. Don't take any chances. If you are thinking of this idea, and for even a brief moment, you're like, I wonder if, yes, wherever you were going with that, you are correct. Do not do it. So I had somebody say to me the other day that, I think a perfect costume for you would be Prince. Somebody told me that I'd make a really good Prince, that my skin tone was similar to his and these things and everything. And I laughed. I literally laughed at them. First, I thought it was a beautiful compliment. Thank you. But more importantly, I am not getting canceled over that. What are you talking about? Like, and this is a lighter-skinned African-American.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be danged if you're going to see me going out like that, man.
No.
Like, what are people thinking? What are you thinking? Like, if you did this back in the 50s, you got called out for it. Like, in the 50s, when they didn't call people out for anything. They did. Like, let alone nowadays and everything. Did Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg not teach us anything, people? We almost got Sam Malone canceled. Like, I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's never been a time in history, ever, where somebody did blackface or somebody made fun of a religion or something like that, and the right people were laughing.
Right.
And by the right people, I mean the people of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
Not your buddies who aren't really laughing at your costume. They're laughing at their hidden racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hidden anti-Semitism and racism that goes on today in this day and age is laughable to me if it wasn't so damn serious.
Right.
The only reason you're wearing a costume like this anything that infects your skin tone or any of those kind of things is basically to flaunt your racism. Whether you realize that or not, that's all you're doing. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. I can't think of a dumber thing to do than something like this in this day and age, mm-hmm. no matter how old you are, no matter it's at work or it's at the bar or whatever.
Yeah. And creatively, you don't need to do it. There's so many things you can choose from.
Well, hold up, Seth. There's only so many ideas. Nope, wait a minute. You're right. Yeah, there's a billion things you can be. Yes, there's a billion things you can be. There's a million other things that you can be other than something like that.
You could be an inanimate object. I mean, you could pick literally a sign. Pick a sign. My son was a sign 1 year for Halloween. Yeah, okay. He was a dead end sign.
I like that.
I mean, come on.
Those boys of yours, man. I love those boys. Don't be unprofessional, meaning don't go too nuts. Halloween is a holiday where we tend to cut loose a little. Just don't do anything you'll regret. Mm-hmm. You might seem like you don't have great judgment or self-control.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you think your bosses or your employers aren't judging these costumes, you're insane.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Yeah. I can't think of a situation. Okay. Say you're meeting your significant other's parents for the first time on Halloween. Okay. Outside of that scenario, I don't see any other scenario where it's ever you should be more vanilla with your Halloween costume. In fact, be vanilla.
Yeah.
Like, just go as vanilla.
Just go as vanilla.
To your ice cream.
No sprinkles. Just vanilla.
Yeah, just vanilla.
You never know. You never know how people feel about sprinkles. No, I don't know. I want to make it really clear, though, here when I'm talking about these things. I am a big believer in comedy being the great equalizer, mm-hmm. and being able to take a joke. And I think that's vital going forward. I think we've gotten way too sensitive about things. But part of the reason we are so sensitive about these sort of things is because we've been so out of hand so much, mm-hmm. as a country, as a society.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out the line, and everybody has to figure that line out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And go forward with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Decorate with taste. Things like fake spider webs on your desk are fine if your company's okay with it. Just be careful about too much blood and gore.
Of course.
Or anything that might annoy people, or possibly, you know, they're scaring people, they're spooking people, and then they're scaring people.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a difference of those things.
Leave it for the haunted house where James can punch you. And then leave it for that, okay?
I feel so bad about that. I didn't expect to feel so guilty all these years later, and I'm thinking about it.
Still
I'm like,
feeling guilty.
Man, I'm pretty sure that kid wasn't much older than I was. Like, I now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure it was like he was only a couple of years older than I was, and the poor kid was probably just trying to do some good in our community and everything, and I popped him.
The reverse haunted house.
It wasn't even like a good, like, it was
right,
like,
yeah.
I was barely throwing it, and I hit him like in the cheekbone or something. Like,
oh,
I didn't, or
that's
like
a
that,
painful
like,
spot to get. Get it, though, isn't it?
Something. It wasn't. I don't remember. I cannot tell you. Like,
oh,
I think,
man.
Maybe there's two or three times in my years in radio that I've ever done this where I said something and I'm like immediately regretting it and wishing it would go away.
Oh well.
That's okay. Atonement. You've atoned now.
You've atoned.
That.
Don't let your candy bowl get the whole office sick. Individually wrapped stuff is best in general. You don't want 20 people reaching their dirty hands into a loose bowl of candy corn.
Ooh.
Who's doing
That's
that?
That's why they don't sell candy corn individually wrapped, because it should not be given out, period.
Candy corn hate. Such hate. My goodness.
Anything else you guys can think of with this list?
Huh. I'm going to bring in a bowl of candy corn just to mock everybody.
Yes, I encourage you to do that, actually. I'm just going to sit back and eat popcorn while you do that. Just watch.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah, that's great.
Can't really think of anything that's not on that list, as far as...
I think, you know, I thought one of the things on the list would be the, you know, don't wear the quote-unquote sexy costume.
Yeah.
But I think that should be... pretty well known by now that you should not be wearing certain. And what's the deal with that anyway? Deal with the sexy costumes?
Please, can we stop? Can we? No more of the sexy Thomas the Tank Engine costume, okay? Like,
oh, come on, James. I thought it was a great idea.
Oh,
I thank you. Thank you. I want to actually now see that. Now I kind of do actually want to see that
one. I'm trying to figure out how it would work.
I don't want to really. I don't want to see it on somebody. I just want to see the costume. I just want to see how, like, what?
How would you do this? Yeah.
No.
You have lovely wheels.
I generally think that, like, as far as, quote, like, I don't think of Halloween and sexy. I've never gone into a Halloween party or the bar on Halloween and like, oh, I want to see some sexiness. I don't think of that. But if I was, to me, the sexier costumes are actually the ones that you're hiding more and everything, that you're more, like, covered up and everything. Like, I don't find those attractive. I don't think they seem a little like low hanging fruit. Like you're just kind of begging, like or something. I don't know. It doesn't work for me. But it's me. I'm not the one wearing
okay,
it. Okay.
So, but enter vampires.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which every guy's go to costume that wants to try to look cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but also there's the obsession with them, the obsession with all of the movies made about them, TV shows. Mm. Everything about it has to do with sensuality.
Sexiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And plus, we're in Wisconsin. Cold. Why would you want to wear a skimpy costume, man? It's too cold.
That part.
Yeah. Wear something warm, man.
We're hardy.
Yeah.
Hardy folk.
Let's get into this one. And this actually, this article came to us from our good friend, Pam Hilke.
All right.
Pam sent this over. Halloween spending is expected to reach its highest level, exceeding all other years on record, with 73% of Americans intending to celebrate the spooky season.
Wow.
Up from 69% in 2022 and 65% in 21. According to the National Retail Federation, their annual survey conducted, the study estimates consumer spending on Halloween-related items is going to reach $12.2
billion. Wow.
Exceeding last year's $10.6 billion.
By a lot.
Wow.
Wow.
Shoppers should not let these spending numbers frighten them away, though. They can find great deals, of course, at plenty of great places like Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff.
I remember I worked at Goodwill for almost a year, and that was one of our busiest times of the year. Was around
Halloween.
Yeah. They claim the original Halloween costume shopping place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Does anybody remember the old Goodwill Halloween commercial? It was all stop motion, and it was just like this little witch that came out, and she's just dancing and stuff. It was probably popular here in Central Wisconsin. I don't know if it was a nationwide one. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page, just because it's that time of year, and it's such a...
Yeah.
It may be my favorite commercial ever.
That's cool.
It had to have cost them $20 to make it, and it still holds up. It's awesome. Still a good commercial. That was a good one.
Nice.
Shoppers at Goodwill retail stores in North and Central Wisconsin can find secondhand costumes that are ready to wear to create a unique look of frights and delights, according to the Wisconsin Public Radio.
All right.
Movies, TV, and pop culture trends are also going on at plenty of Goodwills. You might find some of those costumes down there, too, as well. On average, 90 cents of every dollar in store sales is reinvested back into local communities to provide pathways that lead to sustainable employment and improve financial stability. So whether it is for this season or any season, if you can shop at your Goodwill, your local Goodwill, encourage you to do that, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And encourage you to get over and vote on this chicken.
All right.
Chicken! It is time, everybody. Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show has been waiting for a long time to finally name our chicken.
Yeah. And we want our chicken.
Coming up this Thursday, we will finally be cutting off the voting.
Mm-hmm.
You only have till Thursday to vote.
And we'll need you to get in on that. Get to wizcountry.com/chicken, and you can rank them in the order you want. Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, Agatha. Get over there and get to naming and be listening on Halloween.
Halloween.
We'll be announcing the name of our chicken. And, of course, the winners of the prizes.
Yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to that. Thanks to everybody who's already voted. Again, wizcountry.com/chicken. Get on over there. Get to naming this chicken.
All right.
We can finally fill out that name tag that's been on the chicken.
Yes. Hello, my name is...
Just been blank. Just been blank there. Just been all this time.
For so long.
Speaking of Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, be sure to join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 for one of the funnest morning shows you'll ever hear. And really want to be with us this Thursday. We got a special one lined up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hoozle's Rise to Music 2023 champion and a local friend of ours here at both of our stations. She's joined us on both stations. Mm-hmm. Kyler Cuzio going to be with us.
Yes.
Awesome.
So cool.
We are gigantic fans of this young lady around here.
She is so talented.
We are really happy to have her while we can.
That's right.
I would not be shocked if she is the next Lainey Wilson. I wouldn't. I don't think that's an exaggeration or anything like
She's got the talent, man.
She's got so much skill and talent. And she's such a good person. Everything you hear on the air or on stage is no different than off stage. I've been talking with her for the last. We've been trying to get this date lined up, her and I, for months. And she didn't. The way that she has kind of gotten back to me and reached out to me and wanted to do these things. In fact, Kylie lives a couple hours away. She's coming in. She's going to hang out with us for an hour on the morning show. And she'll be playing music. We'll be talking with her. That's going to be the show, everybody. So be looking for that. After that, she's going to go out of town. We're going to do our thing here on our morning shows, and I'll do Midday Magazine. And then she's going to come back after 11 to record this week's episode of Director's Cut with Seth and I.
Oh, nice.
Yes. She's doing double bill.
She's doing double duty. Yeah, it's great.
I told her, in my defense, I told her, you know, she could do either one. she didn't have to do them both, but she wanted to and everything. and that's in part because she appreciates our station, appreciates our listeners, and this central Wisconsin area and how we have supported her. Let's continue to do that. Be sure to join us this Thursday on the Sunrise Show. We are going to kick your morning off with a concert.
Yes, it's going to be great.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. That is pretty cool. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. And, of course, be sure to join us this Sunday on Director's Cut. Kyler will be our guest from 8 to 9. We'll be looking forward to hanging out with her. I have got a bunch of really hard, difficult questions for Kyler. How do you spell your name, Kyler?
That's the first thing.
We're going to have fun. We're going to be looking forward to it. We're going to be having a lot of fun coming up with the Kitchen's Open, kicking off the